B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faithing me. What is it? The hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. Before we get to the calls on Sound Off, your Phillies tonight, it's Vince Velasquez against Herman Marquez. Hard-throwing right-hander, almost had a no-hitter this year. It's going to be another tough night for the Phils, I think. Their lineup goes McCutchen, Kingery, Harper, Hoskins, Realmuto, Hernandez hitting six tonight. So he switched places with Roman Quinn, who's hitting seven, Franco hitting eighth, and Vinny Velasquez, your pitcher. Nah. All right, so Sound Off is 610-771-9705. Call us up if you got something to say. Leave us a message on that line. You may make it to the big show. Let's go.
Baby steps, Mike. I don't want to hear all this stuff about Ben need a jumper, all right? All you need is a sweet euro. Get in that lane. Cut it up, all right? Don't talk to Magic. Talk to Manu, all right?
Well, he's got the euro. He's got a euro going to the basket. See, he needs to make a 10-12-footer. And all the nonsense of walling him off will stop.
And I want to give props. Brett Brown. He coached his ass off tonight because he put the players in a position to win. And he showed confidence in the players that he had on the floor without Joel Embiid. Brett did not blink an eye. Brett Brown is doing a fantastic job. And it's time for us to start stepping up and giving the coach some props.
I hear you. Last two games have been coached very well with adjustments being made. So, yeah, you're right. But we haven't heard any anti-Brett calls over the last two games. And no anti-Ben calls over the last two games.
Entering this offseason, the Philadelphia Flyers, instead of focusing on the actual team, they decided to open up a can of worms, play social justice warriors, and get the fan base at each other's throat over Kate Smith and the Broad Street Bully era once again. Flyers, please stop pulling these stunts and actually focus on winning for a change.
Well, I mean, once the Yankees did what they had to do, the Flyers had to do what they did today, right? I mean, they couldn't just buck it and buck the whole thing.
Because then there would absolutely have been people today saying that they were racist.
Yeah.
That's what would happen.
Right. You got to cut it right away.
Anything to take away from these fair-weather Phillies fans who are micro-managing this team. They're acting like the Phillies are in a 16-game season. 162 games, fellas. Everybody take a little bit of a relaxation. Calm the hell down.
Well, who's complaining about? What are people complaining about? What do you mean, calm the hell down? What's the complaint? Did I miss something? What was he complaining about?
On social media, people were upset yesterday, but they really couldn't really get hits yesterday other than Realmuto.
They're upset because they lost the game?
Yeah, they're riding a little hard.
Yeah, you're going to lose games.
Oh, man. So I don't get to see a 75-year-old archaic video with scratchy audio that hasn't brought the Flyers any luck in four decades on the Jumbotron and a duet with Lauren Hart anymore? Well, to that I say, God bless America.
Well, here's the million-dollar question. Will Lauren Hart be singing God Bless America? Can they bring her out? Because the association with the duet all these years... Can she still sing God Bless America?
Of course
she can.
She didn't sing.
Lauren didn't do anything.
No, I'm not saying she did anything. I'm just saying that the association of her singing the duet with Kate Smith, they may have to go in another direction and not sing God Bless America. Have her sing the national anthem.
Oh, you could do that. But I think you can still have her sing.
Most people will think when Lauren sings it, most people think of the duet. So therefore, they're thinking of Kate Smith, bringing her into the equation.
No, yeah, I think Lauren will make sure that it's, you know, okay. She represents well.
All right.
Craig Monroe was -9 in a game the Sixers won by 16 points. That's hard to do. Forget about game planning against the Nets. We need to devise a game plan against Craig Monroe.
What?
He was saying, well, first he called him Craig, but then he switched to Greg. And he was just saying that he was a minus in a game they won by 16. How's that possible? Basically, they got a game plan against him.
I mean, somebody interviewed him after the game, too, right? Didn't he have an interview, on court interview?
I didn't see one.
I thought I saw one because he had 13 rebounds. That was the worst productive game I've ever seen anybody have.
It's terrible.
All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. Leaving at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
All right, BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.